Hey friends, let's talk about setting up a booth at the farmer's market. Specifically, we're going to hear from a woman who makes and sells essential oils. By customizing her product line and building relationships, business now provides half of her income. I love these stories of people making real money, something that makes a tangible difference in their lives. And that's my hope for you as well. I hope, listeners, that you too can create an income-generating project by using a skill you already have without quitting your job, without going into debt, all those things. I mean, maybe you do eventually want to quit your job, and that's cool too. But we try to make this program accessible for everyone. Just try to meet you as you are and share these case studies. So how did today's caller, it is Tasha. How did she get to this point? How'd she make $1,000 and then go beyond? She's from New Mexico, making and selling her own line of essential oils, bringing in a couple $1,000s a month or more on the side. So let's talk about it, or let's hear from her specifically. Let's learn from Tasha. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
Hi, this is Tasha calling in with my story. As a young woman who had always been passionate about natural remedies, I had been eager to start my own business selling essential oils. I spent years experimenting with different blends and perfecting my recipes, and finally felt ready to share my creations with the world. I started by setting up a small booth at the local farmers market where I offered samples of my oils to passing customers. It was a bit nerve-wracking at first, as I wasn't sure how people would react to my products. But as I saw people sniffing the samples and nodding in approval, I began to feel more confident. One of the first customers to stop by my booth was a woman who was looking for a natural remedy for her son's eczema. She was impressed by the quality of the oils and asked if I had a blend that could help with his condition. I quickly mixed up a custom blend of lavender, chamomile, and tea tree oil, and she was thrilled with the results. She ended up buying several bottles and even gave me a nice tip. As the day went on, I continued to make sales and even had a few repeat customers. By the end of the two-day market, I had earned my first $1,000 in sales. It felt amazing to know that my passion was not only something I enjoyed, but also something that could provide me with a livelihood. One of the key lessons I learned from this experience was the importance of being able to adapt to customer needs. I had come to the market with a set of pre-made blends, but I quickly realized that many customers were looking for something specific. By being open to customizing my products, I was able to offer solutions that met their individual needs and ultimately increased my sales. As I packed up my booth at the end of the day, I couldn't help but feel grateful and excited for the future. I knew that this was just the beginning of my journey as a small business owner, and I was determined to continue learning and growing.
You can always learn something from everyone, I believe. Like wherever you go in life, every conversation you have, every encounter that you have, everything you read about, there's always something you can take from it. Even if you're not into that particular person or topic or category, there's something you can learn and be like, oh, here's how they did this thing. Or here's how they took a passion and monetized it, perhaps. Or just how they made their life better in some way. Doesn't always have to be monetization, of course. We just focus on that here with the podcast. But there's so many different ways that you can improve your life through deliberate action. And I hope that you will take action. That's always my hope. That's why I make the show for you, to give you these stories and examples, case studies, ideas, obviously questions and answers, other features that we do, just to kind of keep you going, give you a point of inspiration that leads to action. That's our goal. If you have a question or an update, sidehustleschool.com. There are notes pages for every single episode we've ever made, more than 3,300 and counting. And it's all completely free. I'm just so grateful for you. I hope you will continue to listen, follow, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.